Live from Los Angeles, it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the PHP. My name is Booker. His name is Perez Hilton. How are you?
I am excited because today's show has a lot of variety and some people that we haven't spoken about in a very long time. Some of them, maybe even years. Hmm. We're getting into Beyonce, as well as Kylie Jenner, Shakira and her cheating ex, Chris Evans and his new girlfriend that's not so new, but there's drama there. Alec Baldwin and lots of drama with him, his wife, and just lots more drama. So drama, drama, drama. We love it. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Me revealing this is just another reminder that I'm a little crazy. And by a little crazy, I mean probably a lot. So on the podcast last year, we spoke about how in the past, I was friendly with Adele. I had her email. She came to visit my house. Mm-hmm. She wanted to. We hung out a few times.
Yeah.
This was early on in her career. She also sent me a couple platinum plaques. So I had emailed her manager last year in January, I believe, trying to get tickets for her Vegas residency.
Sure.
The one that ended up not happening. And the manager never responded to my email. And okay, fine, you know, whatever.
Well, it wasn't okay, fine by then. Back then, you were like, you threw a hissy fit, let's be honest.
Okay, fine, whatever. So, you know, I understand they were going through things. So flash forward to 2023. The show's been up and running for a few months now. Mm-hmm. It's smooth sailing. There's no drama going on with Adele. So about a week and a half ago, I email her manager again, because I'm not beneath groveling and asking, begging, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I email her manager again, and he ghosts me again.
Wow.
Does not respond to my email.
Do you have the right email address?
It didn't bounce back.
Is it the same manager?
It is the same manager, yes.
For certain, huh?
Yeah. And I don't think I could get tickets from her label. I doubt the label is going to get me tickets. It needs to be something that Adele personally signs off on. You know, yeah, okay, Perez, of course, I'll give him tickets, you know? Because the label's not going to give anybody tickets to Adele in Vegas.
Well, I wouldn't even think that would even make it to Adele. I think it's more of, this is just a request.
No, but her manager knows. She and I...
Right.
Had,
that's what I mean. Request from someone that knows her and clearly has a history with her. I can't imagine. Well, I mean, your outburst last time would inhibit me from giving you tickets. I would never deal with you again after your last outburst. But I told you there's repercussions for your actions, and this seems like this is one of them.
Oh, it wasn't even that bad what I did last time. I just talked about it publicly. That's
it. I know, but that's not very professional. And I said that at that point, and apparently this professional agrees.
And I countered that, you know, ghosting somebody and not responding to an email, that's also not professional.
Look, you reap what you sow.
Well, that's not the only rejection I've been dealing with. I don't feel too hurt or sad by it, especially given what's happened. But, you know, my manager pitched me for this TV show that I thought I would have been brilliant on, but MTV did not agree. And they went with some other people. And the show is called The Real Friends of WeHo.
You already talked about this.
Yeah, but I never mentioned that I was pitched on it. But the update is it has premiered, mm-hmm. and it's a huge flop. So... Now I feel a little bit less bad about it. Let's get right into it. Beyonce made her return to live performing in front of concert goers at a very special invite-only show in Dubai. And it's so funny because people were not allowed to take video. Allegedly, they even, I don't know if this is true or not. I read it, but I just can't fathom. I mean, I guess maybe people had hidden second devices, but you were supposed to put your phone in a pouch, one of those pouches that you can't open. And yet still so much footage from the concert leaked all over social media. She was there for the opening of the Atlantis Hotel, the Royal Atlantis or whatever it's called in Dubai. And there was some backlash because in Dubai, you know, it's like in a lot of Middle Eastern countries, it's illegal to be gay, to hold somebody's hand in public. And Beyonce's new album, Renaissance, is the gayest thing ever. She didn't.
It's true.
She did not perform a single song from Renaissance, though. And she got paid, apparently, $24 million.
How about that?
But she probably spent a couple weeks working on it, I would imagine. Rebel Wilson also was there for the Beyonce concert and the opening of that restaurant, of the hotel. And Rebel Wilson also got a lot of backlash because she too, more so even than Beyonce, speaks to gay people, not only from her past, like in Pitch Perfect and other show and other vehicles like that, but Rebel Wilson is now dating a woman. And this is my take on it, okay? Rebel Wilson is in a same-sex relationship. She went to Dubai. I don't know this for sure, but maybe she got paid to go. If I'm Rebel Wilson and I'm busy, I'm probably not going to go to Dubai just to go to a party and see Beyonce. Like, that's a long-ass trip.
And it's random, just going to Dubai for the hell of it. And, you know, unless she had some work there and was already in place, right?
That's what I'm saying. She probably got paid to go. Like, I think a lot of the influencers or celebrities that went, maybe the influencers just got a free trip, but the big name celebrities probably got paid. And if so, as a gay person, if the Atlantis Hotel in Dubai was going to give me money to go to their opening, I would have fucking gone. Rebel Wilson is a mother as well. She's got a new baby. We got bills to pay. I do not begrudge her a paycheck whatsoever. And also, listen, at the end of the day, if she just went for fun, I don't give a fuck. It sucks that being gay is illegal there, but I don't live there. And my actions in America are probably not going to change the laws of Dubai and other Middle Eastern countries.
You make a very good point there. I mean, we sit there as Americans and we poo-poo other countries and their ways. Hey, that's their ways. When people come to this country from other countries, who's the first person to tell them to shut up? This guy right here. I'm always like, pipe down. I don't care what you think. Unless you're from here, don't talk about here. It's my inherent problem with all of these talk show hosts coming over here from other places, acting as if they have such a education on America. No, you don't. If you grew up on the soil of America, you'd have an education of America. Okay. It's a little different to me.
You just sound jealous with that take.
Jealous of what take?
All the successful foreign TV personalities.
I've said that many times before. I don't like political commentary on Americans from people that aren't from America.
If you've lived here for a while, you have absolutely every right.
That is like saying, I moved here when I was 25 and I moved to New York City. New York City is nowhere near a representation of America. It's a very, very tiny, small piece. Grow up in the Midwest, move to New York City, live in the South, move to the Midwest, live on the West Coast. That's how you know in the United States.
That's the dumbest take.
Are you going to tell me that John Oliver understands?
What if you were born and raised in New York? Your opinion is less valid than yours, who's lived in many different places?
At least you're from New York. You got to stop right there. You were born. You went through the education system. You had school lunches. You understand what it means to vote, to run through
whatever.
The whole process of everything.
This is stupid. Let's keep it moving.
Whatever.
Speaking of New York and New Yorkers, another person that's been dominating the headlines recently is Alec Baldwin. This surprised me, but the Santa Fe County District Attorney has slapped him with charges in relation to the death of that cinematographer on that film that he was working on in Santa Fe. He is now going to have to answer to involuntary manslaughter, at least in New Mexico. Since there was a firearm involved in the incident, this makes the crime punishable by a mandatory 5 years in jail.
Which they will fight and say it was a prop.
It was a prop that killed someone.
You see the gray area, right?
He knew it was a real firearm.
If he knew it was a real firearm, I doubt he would have pulled a trigger and shot someone with it. I think that the whole thing is he thought it was a prop.
No, it was a prop gun that was a real firearm, but it was supposed to not have a live bullet in it, and it did. That's the big difference.
A prop wouldn't fire a bullet.
It would.
No, it wouldn't. That would make it a gun, not a prop.
Yeah. You put empty shell casings. I don't know the exact terminology or how they do it, but.
No. He didn't fire. They didn't think he was firing a blank. You wouldn't fire a blank at someone either. I mean, that could still hurt someone. A prop gun means that it's just going to look like it's a gun and shouldn't fire anything.
That wasn't it. It was
a gun. Right. Yeah, they took it out shooting, apparently, between sets. Now, the question is, does he know that? I don't fucking know.
Anyways, I'm still just surprised that he's facing these charges because on film sets, the actors are not responsible for the guns.
He's a producer, though.
This accident happened because of his role as an actor.
Somebody has to be responsible, and whoever's responsible for the gun safety, I think they're saying that falls down to him because he's one of the producers of the film.
But I disagree. At the end of the day, the armorer, the prop person, that's the one responsible.
You're not going to get any fight from me. I can't believe that a person that's their job. You got one job. It's that. Then you hand it to an actor. That's insane to me.
I'm sure they're going to try to blame him because he was a producer on it as well. But as he already stated, his involvement as a producer was just he got paid. He got a bigger percentage and got to be called a producer because he attached his name to the project.
Right.
He's not the one doing the producing of the project.
Right. But when they have to sign blame to somebody, they're going to say, who signed on the bottom line for this and that? And there's his signature. And that's probably
It might not. It probably was the real producer. And also, I don't even think it was the producer's fault. The producer was doing what a producer does, being cheap and trying to save money the best way possible.
There are safety regulations.
No, I
somebody
get that.
Didn't. You know what I mean? Like,
I get that.
There's a line of command, a chain of command. Somebody has to be responsible.
The armorer. Sadly, that woman, that young, inexperienced girl.
I think what they're saying is it just doesn't stop with her.
Well, we'll see, but it's just good to remind people that these kinds of accidents rarely happen on film sets.
Kellen's sister works on a lot of different sets, and she was kind of breaking down what it's like when there is a prop gun on the set and how many things are said and how many processes you have to go through where it's almost, she said, it would be impossible if anyone followed any rules at all for anything like this to happen. She said, this is like the rarest, craziest thing. Like she can't even understand how it happened because she's seen the process happen so many times and what they yell out to the whole set. And there's so many safety regulations for a firearm, a prop on a set even, and it's crazy. It's really crazy.
Somebody died. At the end of the day, that person was a mother and a wife and awful. And given everything that happened, you would think Alec Baldwin and his wife would want to lay low.
No. He's out there begging for Instagram followers for his wife.
No, that happened before.
So what? It's still in the midst of all of this that hasn't been settled. I would lay way low. How about this? I would be completely off of social media if I was him and her.
All right. I mean, I yes and no. This happened a while ago. It's an ongoing, long process. You don't want to put your life on hold for years.
Somebody died, I would.
For years? Why should his wife not be allowed to be on social media when she's not involved with this?
First of all, they got plenty of money. Why does she need to be on social media?
She wants to be.
I know she wants to be, but I'm saying there's something bigger going on than her wants. And it's this. And I'm sorry, but I think a sensible person would say, you know what? Let's take a break for a while. You wouldn't because you're constantly, you need it. You wouldn't know how to.
Well, I disagree. Like the woman should not pay for the husband's mistakes. She had no involvement with that whatsoever.
Yeah.
Anyways, what is very interesting is there was this now viral moment of Hillary from Boston getting coffee and being confronted by the paparazzi.
Right.
And listen, I get it. The paparazzi were very aggressive, .. And it wasn't just paparazzi, by the way. There were journalists there as well. There was an Associated Press videographer. Would you consider an AP videographer that was getting footage of Hilaria Baldwin, a paparazzo.
You're out there begging for followers, asking for people to be a fan of yours, to follow everything you do. Then people see you out in public because you've whipped up this frenzy for yourself. And then you're like, oh, this is too much. Like, which way do you want it? You're out there begging for people to pay attention to you. Okay, now they're out there paying attention to you and you're pissed off about it. Like, come on.
So there were the paparazzi there. There were multiple journalists, not just the Associated Press. There was also like WORF, whatever, like one of the news stations in New York. And this one female paparazzo or journalist said, Hilaria, if it's just so fucking obvious. And I'm so happy she said it out loud during that moment. She said, Hilaria, if you don't want to talk to us, why are you going out to get coffee right now? And I'm like, bingo, duh. Like, she's doing it for attention.
Yeah.
I don't know if she always has security, but that day she had security. Her fucking security guard could have gone to get the coffee for her. She could have had it Postmated or Ubered or whatever. She lives in New York City.
Let's move on from these dopes. We have spent way too much time on these two. Seriously.
No, but people I think are even more interested in her than him. Let's finish this moment.
Okay.
She could have, had it delivered. She could have had the security guard get it. She could have made fucking coffee at home. I guarantee you they have a real nice coffee machine. Okay. But no, she left her apartment and personally went to get coffee because, to your point, she loves it. Mm-hmm. She loves it,
of course. Somebody's not seeing her as Alec Baldwin's wife. They're like, oh my God, she's important for herself. And she loves it. Give me a break.
Ven aquí. And she is keeping up this whole fake accent thing. It's just crazy to me. She was born and raised in Boston, Massachusetts, okay?
Right.
And she never lived in Spain full time. She just visited there. Spanish is my first language, and I think my English is pretty good, okay? Yeah. Like, my English is better than her English, okay? And she was born and raised in Boston, and English was her first language.
That's a whole put on. But how about that guy accepting the award for Elvis? I mean, he still thinks he's Elvis.
I know. Oh, ooh, I'm so glad you brought that up, because the funniest thing happened. So somebody shared a post on Instagram where a vocal coach, or maybe the vocal coach, I don't know if it's Austin Butler's vocal coach, but I'm guessing it is. But some vocal coach said that, his Elvis voice is going to stick because it's just a part of who he is now.
Oh, enough. Come on.
And then his ex-girlfriend of close to a decade, Vanessa Hudgens, commented on that Instagram post. And all she said was crying, crying, laughing, like she knows that's not his real voice, It's fascinating. Like, I wonder if I could change. Could I change? I guess your voice. If you listen to your, do you have, like, you've been in radio since you were like a teenager.
My voice has changed dramatically over
it
the years.
It has?
Yeah, my enunciation, I think my tone. I don't know if that's your pitch or your tone. I don't know, but I definitely sound. I've slowed down. I think it's just from listening to myself over the years, and I think I sound better now than I did then, put it that way. When I listen to old MTV stuff, I almost sound like I'm nasally or something.
Okay, I was about to say, I was like, there's a difference between your delivery and your actual accent or voice or whatever.
Well, my accent's definitely changed. I mean, keep in mind, I grew up in West Virginia. There are some words. I mean, I get critiqued around the house all of the time. Some West Virginia-ism.
From one silly person to another silly person, Hilaria Baldwin to Kylie Jenner. She and Travis Scott are no longer together, but they have two children. Mm-hmm. And her youngest turns one in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And we just found out his name. It's spelled A-I-R-E. And Kylie clarified that A-I-R-E is pronounced air, which is fine. It could have a silent E. Mm-hmm. Although I think, like, if she all of a sudden pulled the Hilaria Baldwin and started to pronounce her son's name in Spanish, Ida sounds way cooler to me.
Well, here's why I think she did it. Billion air.
Air.
And you'd spell it with an E on the end. I think it's subliminal.
Why not just spell it
because air,
H-E-I-R-E, like oh, air, like well, that's air like to the throne.
Air to the throne, but that's not billionaire. Billionaire would be A-I-R-E. That's my guess. I don't
know. All right.
There's a little whole money thing, millionaire, billionaire. That's what I think it has to do.
But also air goes with her daughter, Stormy yeah. Air. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, there's that. And there's also that's what's between both of her ears.
But you know what? I love it. You know, she can show up at a fashion show and get the whole world talking. Even yeah. you, I'm sure you saw that outfit that she wore to the Schiaparelli.
I did. She, what was it? A duck? What was coming out of her? What was it?
It's a trophy head. You know, it was a giant lion. Thankfully.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes.
Thankfully.
I was close. I knew it was an animal of some sort. Yeah.
Thankfully, it wasn't real. It was fake.
Well, at first I thought she was just holding a stuffed animal.
No, it was part of her
dress. It was part of her outfit. Right.
Yeah. And it was unusual because she's such a, whether you like it or not, she is a big star and a huge influencer.
I'm indifferent.
So that brand literally gave her one of the pieces from the runway.
Yeah.
And what she wore, another model literally walked that down the runway. That's very uncommon. But I loved it because, you know what, like, it got people talking, and I think that's one of the best things of fashion, you know, when fashion can get people talking. And the next day she upset a lot of people because Kylie wore this necklace that looks like a noose, and a lot of people thought she was glamorizing suicide and blah 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 blah.
They should find everyone that follows her and then just take them off of the planet.
I follow her on TikTok.
Yeah, you should go too. How about this? Anybody that comments, you know what I mean? Like,
all right, not I don't comment. Yeah.
Yeah, you could follow all you want. But people that have enough time in their life to waste with a comment or put these sort of comments, just enough. You need to be dismissed from the internet and put into a school.
I love the people that comment on my videos. So I appreciate
you
them.
Got a pack of Einsteins following you too.
Anyways, speaking of the Kardashian Jenners, Kim Kardashian's ex-boyfriend Pete Davidson was recently spotted out in Hawaii with his latest
fling thing,
actress Chase Swee, and eagle-eyed observers noticed that he has already removed several of the Kim Kardashian tattoos that he got.
Wow.
That did not last long.
No.
Some ink is not forever. And on the other hand, Travis Barker debuted a ginormous Kourtney Kardashian tattoo, and they're living the happy, quiet, married life. I'm happy for them. Like, I find that aspirational. Like, you are friends with somebody for a really long time, have a good rapport, and then all of a sudden, let's date.
Yeah.
I kind of love that. Speaking of relationships, I'm doing this by request. Because honestly, I didn't even think English language speakers cared that much. But in the Spanish language world, the drama with Shakira and her ex, the soccer star Gerard Piqué, mm-hmm. has been ginormous, especially because she dropped this new song roasting him and roasting his new girlfriend. And my favorite is, like, I'll fill you in because I don't know if...
I do know, and I'm sort of shocked, and I've been shocked that you hadn't brought her up, because the way he was busted cheating is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, so that's
but
a good
please
story.
Please continue. All right. That's a different story, I guess.
No, I'll tell you that story. So Shakira allegedly found out he was cheating because she likes the specific type of jam or marmalade or whatever, mm-hmm. and he didn't, so he would never eat it. But then she was traveling and came back home one day and saw that somebody ate her jam.
Mm-hmm.
And she figured something was up when somebody ate her jam.
I love that story.
But it's great because the song is so specific, you know, like, and he's, it's almost like a hip hop beef, right? Like, she name checked him, not literally name checked him, but we all know the song's about him.
Yeah.
And he's responded in many different ways. Like, she mentions a car brand saying that he downgraded, like, she's a Ferrari or a Lamborghini. And then his new girlfriend's like, you know, like a Mini Ford or whatever, like a
right,
tiny
a
car. Yeah. And then all of a sudden,
which is a great car, by the way.
And all of a sudden, this dude shows up at soccer practice with the little mini car that she mentioned. It's a troll, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Then she counters by, at the house that she has in Barcelona, she put a witch in the balcony, and she doesn't live in like some secluded neighborhood. Like, she lives in a densely populated area. Mm-hmm. She put a witch in her balcony and started blasting the song. I love it. And then he appeared on a podcast, and Shakira also mentioned the brand Casio, and I think he was joking, but he's like, I've got a partnership with Casio, and maybe he's not joking. So for Spanish speakers, this has been a ginormous story.
Wow.
And I guess I underestimated it because it's been so big that the song, which doesn't even have a name. That's, I mean, it has a name, but it's got like a weird name, like Shakira Bizarre Music Sessions Volume 53.
So she didn't even name it. It's just what they titled the file, probably.
Yeah. There's like, the song doesn't even have a fucking name. And
that's kind of cool.
It debuted at number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Wow.
Anyways, speaking of hits in the Hot 100, that Miley song is expected to dominate for weeks.
That's going to be a big one.
I really hope she follows it up with more hits. Like, I want this to be like another bangers era where it's just hit, hit, hit. That would be great. In other relationship drama news, Chris Evans has been dating this Portuguese actress for a year. And after a year of dating, they finally went Instagram official and went public. And his fans hate her so much. It is so weird to me when this kind of thing happens. Like Harry Styles, similar situation. Mm-hmm. Harry Styles fans hated Olivia Wilde so much that I think they were partly to blame for their relationship not working out. And now the same kind of deluded fervor is happening with Chris Evans and his girlfriend. And some people are like, oh, she's a appropriated culture, blah, she wore a little,
here's what people say, they're dumb.
She wore a little thing in the middle of her forehead, like a bindi, is that what it's called?
I think so.
I didn't even read everything that she's accused of.
Who cares? Like,
yeah. And also, there's another actor whose girlfriend apparently did dumb shit, and they're coming for her now too, Dylan O'Brien. And she was so young. I give anybody under the age of 18, not a total free pass, but a lot of
length in the rope there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So people, women, okay, because it's not men that are these fans.
You're right.
Some women are just, or young ladies, because also the Chris Evans fans, they're not teenagers, okay? They should fucking know better.
Right.
You old like, bitches.
Can you, like, grow up?
Yeah, seriously. Well, first, Britney Spears has done her regular ghosting from social media thing.
Well, I saw a post yesterday. It was like Mad Libs. She was going on and on. It sounds like it's about her husband.
Yes, I think it was about her husband.
Kellen read it to me because, you know, I don't follow, but she says this is like a Mad Lib, and then she read it to me. I'm like, you're right, it is. It makes no sense.
Obviously, Kellen read it to you because she saw it, but it was only up for less than an hour, I think, or an hour.
Really?
And then she deleted it and or took her whole IG down. I definitely thought it was about her husband too.
Yeah.
But it could be that she's just upset at him because he's trying to help her get help. Right?
Yeah.
And if she doesn't want to get help, then she could view it as he's conspiring against her.
A lot of acting out going on over there.
Yeah. But literally after that, some fans, maybe they crossed the line, but what prompted them to do this was her Instagram. It makes no sense. I think they were just doing it for attention.
Aren't you noticing the pattern in this show yet?
Yeah.
Fans don't make any sense. Commenters are stupid. They're dumb people, okay? Like, if you have this much time to pontificate things like this.
Like, I think they were just doing it for clout. I saw this video that got some traction on TikTok where these three Britney fans were streaming live and they called the police near where Britney lives and they said, we would like a welfare check performed on Britney Spears. The 911 operator said, we will relay this message to my commander. And then these fans are like, well, what's your commander's name?
Oh boy.
It's like, oh my God. Speaking of Britney, her friend Paris Hilton is a mom. Surprise. People didn't know she's pregnant because she wasn't. She had a surrogate. Because
she wasn't.
Yeah. But you know what? There might be some skeptics that think she just didn't want to get the pregnancy weight. She's vain, shallow, all of those things. Mm-hmm. However, next month, in 3 weeks, Paris Hilton and my son share the same birthday, February 17th. In 3 weeks' time, Paris Hilton turns 42 years old. Mm-hmm. So it is considered a high-risk pregnancy and a geriatric pregnancy to be pregnant at her age. So maybe she just, for health reasons, decided to have a surrogate. And maybe she tried to get pregnant earlier and couldn't and struggled and went the surrogacy route. Nothing wrong with that. Congratulations to her and her husband. It's a boy. We don't know the name yet. In other baby news, Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco has revealed that he and his wife are expecting their first child, and as a result of that, Panic at the Disco is breaking up because he wants to focus on his family. I don't know if I'm buying that reason or that excuse.
It all comes down to money. The original Panic at the Disco hasn't been around for a long time, and they've essentially already broken up. Okay. I think this just comes down to money. Like, why am I dicing this up so many different ways now when I could just go out there and be Brendan Urie? I think that's what a lot of it has to do with. Does he need a break because of the pregnancy? Maybe. I don't know. But it's not like the guy's not going to make music again. I just think it's rooted in money. They had a nice run, like 18 years or something like that.
Look at Fall Out Boy. They also broke up and they got back together. Yeah.
Fall Out Boy's the band that signed Panic.
In more music-related news, Diddy's girlfriend, rapper Young Miami, revealed in a new interview that she likes golden showers. That's when people piss on you. Mm-hmm. And that lit up social media. And I don't get it. Like, why are you bothered by what somebody else likes? Even if you don't like it, she's not hurting anybody.
Yeah, I don't even find it weird. If that's what you're into, that's what you're into.
Yeah, you know. I'm very sex positive, kink positive. Do you, boo?
Yeah.
Who cares? Speaking of sex, Iggy Azalea, former chart topper, now has joined OnlyFans.
Wow.
And I am sure she is crushing it on there.
I bet she is.
Probably making millions of dollars a month.
I bet that caboose is the star of the show.
It's fascinating. Like, people will pay for... Well, actually, you're a straight dude. If you were to pay for porn...
I would. I wouldn't pay for an OnlyFans either. You know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine...
Let me ask my question, because I want to know who the audience is then.
But I think it's different, Perez. I mean, there are regular people, like teachers and stuff, that aren't... I wouldn't say that they're unattractive, but I would say that they are just plain Jane. And they make... like $1 million a year. It's the old adage, there's something for everybody.
Let me answer my specific question.
Okay.
So I have not seen her content, but knowing what I know and being the expert that I am, I'm pretty sure she's giving, you know, PG-13 content, like a lot of teasing, like maybe like wet t-shirts where you see her nipples.
I doubt it's even that. I bet she's just on there talking.
You're seeing her in bikinis, lingerie,
maybe
shit like
not
that.
Even. You know what I mean? Maybe she's just on there like talking directly to people and people pay for that.
But I'm sure she's doing more than that.
You
okay?
think?
Yeah.
Because I don't think everybody does.
No, but she is. I'm okay. sure of it. But she's probably not getting naked.
But when she gets naked, send me a screen grab.
This is my question. Who would pay for semi-softcore content?
Like I said, there's an audience for everything and everybody. It's like when you look at somebody and you're like, how does that girl get that guy? Or the other way around, how does that guy get that girl? Because there's something for everybody. No matter what you look like, there's somebody out there that's going to find you attractive. And that's just nature.
All right. Todd Chrisley from Chrisley Knows Best began his prison sentence, and so did his wife. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a real missed opportunity. There was a photo of him going inside of the prison, but he was blocking his face with a pillow. If I was him, I would have staged a photo and gotten paid and made that happen before I went into jail. Oh, no.
You need all the money you can get there, pal.
Ooh, yeah. But let's end things with some positive news. Mm-hmm. Amanda Bynes March is going to be reuniting with her All That co-stars for, you know, a paycheck. But that's mm-hmm. fine. She's being a part of and involved with this 90s con in Connecticut. You know, one of those conventions.
Sure.
And I just hope it's a positive experience for her, that it brings her money and happiness. You know, I think working is a good thing, so I'm glad that she's working.
All right.
And that's that. Let's take some calls.
Hi, guys. It's Kathy from Colorado. I am calling just to give my sense about the lack of diversity in the Hollywood foreign press, and how now there seems to be more representation. And I think, Booker, you missed the boat on this one. I get what you're saying about Hollywood actors complaining about certain awards, but the matter of fact is, and it makes sense, you are, at the end of the day, a white cis male.
Oh, I don't care. Listen, the foreign press is exactly that. It's other countries. And if other countries want to behave the way they want to behave, we said this earlier on the show, I don't care. They want to act like imbeciles and they don't want to believe in diversity. We live in the greatest country in America, okay? We do. We believe in things like that. We don't do a very good job of putting that foot forward most of the time. But if they want to behave that way, I don't care. My point is, don't support them. Don't go. It's a dumb fucking award show. I don't care who's on the panel. I don't care what they represent or don't represent.
But you're still not getting it, and that's okay.
I get her point.
I'm not even going to say anything.
It's about diversity, and I understand all that. But telling other countries how they should be diverse is the most American thing I've ever heard in my life. That's how we behave here. If people in other countries want to behave that way, I'm not going to be the person that goes over the American. You guys should do this the way we do this. Fuck that. Okay, they can handle their own business over there. Don't support the thing if you don't agree with what they do. That's my point of view on this.
That it's not about the foreign countries. It's about what's happening here.
It's not happening here.
It's here, but it's an organization that's based here.
Hollywood Foreign Press. That means people from other places are voting on the films that are made here. I get your point. Most films are made in America, but they make films in England. They make films in Dubai. They make films in Bollywood. There's tons of films made everywhere. They're just judging these, and we're trying to tell people in other places what they should do and how diverse they should be in their country.
You aren't familiar with the whole controversy and the backstory and everything, so you just seemed a little ignorant. There's a reason why it didn't air on NBC.
Good. Then maybe we should have stuck with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, stick with
that. All right, let's take
another call. That's what we should do. Now they're on to something.
All right. Hi, Perez and Booker. This is Jesse from Ohio. I want to shout out Ohio. Thanks, our Kathy kind of left a bad taste in your mouth. I've been listening to you guys for years. You've even aired one of my questions on your show before. So just wanted to call in, say I love you guys. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. Bye.
Love Ohio. I've lived in Ohio, lived on a farm in Ohio, Bel Air, Ohio, Hannibal, Ohio.
Why have you lived in Ohio so much?
St. Clairsville, Ohio. I grew up on the Ohio River. I grew up in West Virginia, so I grew up right on the border of West Virginia and Ohio. So
okay.
That's why.
Hey, Perez and Booker. This is Lauren in Vegas. So, Perez, I know you're out in Vegas quite a bit. I was wondering if you ever thought about doing a meetup, because I would totally love to meet you, and I'd love to come. Let me know. Thanks.
Yeah, let her know. You're going to do a meetup in Vegas?
I would love to do another live podcast.
Let's do one in Vegas. I'm surprised you can't get that done. They've got a really awesome space in the Wynn where they just let people come in and broadcast and do shows and such. You should meet up with those people and see if we could do a show in there.
Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Booker. Hi, Perez. Longtime listener, and I've called in before. Just a quick question. This is for Perez. Just want to hear what your thoughts are on this whole Shakira and Piqué thing.
All right.
Well, I gave it to you.
You did. You hooked us up. All right. And one final call.
Good morning, Perez. Good morning, Booker. This is Kathy.
your favorite caller, the one that won the Hall of Fame.
From Ohio.
I'm just calling to say that I love you. Oh. And that I'm happy that you guys don't get hold grudges when I get a little pissy with you. So anyway, just calling to say keep up the good work.
You mean pissy with me. Not with Perez. 800-721-1185. I think that's our phone number. Give us a call. Leave us a message and share the show, please.
Share our link, PerezPodcast.com. That's PerezPodcast.com. Have a great week, everybody. See you next week.
See you, brother.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry-directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
Hey guys, it's Brooke
and Danielle from Gals on the Go podcast. It's very minimal change, but basically what
I did... can we talk about the TikTok? Because I saw you deleted it and I need to know that... I wasn't going to bring it up, but now that you're bringing it up... On our show, we talk about everything from college, lifestyle, to navigating your 20s and beyond. And there's always that quote that people say, like, if they like you, you'll know. If they don't, you'll be confused. But some people I don't know.
We hope you guys will join us every Wednesday for brand new episodes right here on Podcast One.